Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So you've brought us some interesting sources today, all focused on verifying suppliers in Vietnam, specifically for custom steel parts.
That's right. Listeners have shared articles on this, clearly looking for ways to navigate international sourcing with a bit more confidence.
Absolutely. It's that nitty-gritty verification stuff that can seem daunting. So our mission today.
Yeah, basically, let's extract the key steps, the really actionable advice from these articles on how to check if a Vietnamese supplier is, legitimate, practical stuff.
Okay, practical's good. Let's dive in. Why is this verification step number one? I mean, beyond the obvious, what's really at stake if you don't do it thoroughly?
Well, it's huge. It's really your first line of defense. The articles stress it's not just about avoiding outright fraud, though that's definitely part of it.
Okay.
It's also about compliance. Think U.S. import regulations, for example. You need to know who you're dealing with. One source mentioned a case, a company got totally unusable parts, huge losses, delays, all because they skipped proper checks.
Wow. Okay, so not just ticking a box.
Not at all. And the core strategy highlighted is, well, it's about using specific online government portals and cross-checking that info with the actual documents you get from the supplier.
Right. So where do we start with these online checks? Which website do we hit first?
The first stop, according to the materials, should be the National Business Registration Portal. The address is dankikindone.gov.vn.
Okay, National Business Registration Portal. What does that tell us?
It's the official government registry, so you can search there using either the company's tax code or just their business name.
Got it. And what are we looking for specifically on that site? What are the key details?
You're looking for the basics: their official registered name, the tax code that's a really unique identifier, super important, who the legal representative is, and critically, their current status. Are they actually active?
Okay, so name, tax code, legal rep, and status. Makes sense. What's the next click? Is there another portal we need?
Yes, the second one is the General Department of Taxation portal. That's at trackcunt.gdt.gov.vn.
Taxation portal. Okay. How does that differ from the first one?
So the first portal confirms they exist legally. The second one lets you use that tax code you found and check their tax registration status. Basically, are they registered correctly with the tax authorities, and is that registration valid now?
I see. So registration portal says yes, they're a company. Tax portal says yes, they're compliant with tax rules.
Pretty much. You're verifying that tax registration is active, which often ties into the validity of their overall business license. Sometimes, like, a company might be registered, but maybe their tax status is inactive. That could be a warning sign.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. A potential red flag for financial issues or something else.
Exactly. And the sources also mention another tool, Asia Verify. It's presented more as an optional dipper dive.
Asia Verify. So, what extra information would something like that provide? Why might you need more than the official government sites?
Well, the government sites give you the official status, right?
Yeah.
But something like Asia Verify might dig into, say, ownership structures, maybe past legal issues, negative news mentions, things that wouldn't necessarily show up on the basic registration.
Right, for a more comprehensive background check if the situation warrants it.
Yeah, exactly. It's that next layer of due diligence. But okay, let's say we found the supplier on these portals. The articles really hammer home the importance of looking closely at the actual business license document itself.
Okay, so we get a copy of the license from the potential supplier. What are the absolute must-check items on that piece of paper?
Right. This license is their official permission slip to operate. So, number one, the enterprise ID number, which, as we said, is also their tax code.
That number again, it has to
Okay.
match everything else, right?
Absolutely. That's the key identifier. Then check the name of the legal representative. Does it match who you think is in charge or who you're dealing with?
Okay.
Also, the headquarters address. Does it make sense? Does it match other documents, like invoices?
Physical location check.
Got it.
And this one's crucial. Business lines or activities, what are they legally allowed to do? If you need custom steel parts, their license must cover manufacturing or trading in steel or related metal products.
So just being a registered company isn't enough. They need the right kind of registration for what you need.
Precisely. You might find a company registered for, say, general trading, but not specifically for manufacturing steel parts. That mismatch could cause big problems later.
That's a really important detail. And what about the legal status on the license itself?
Yes, the legal status. It'll usually say active or maybe dissolved. You absolutely need it to say active. The sources note that businesses dissolving isn't uncommon in Vietnam, so verifying they're currently operational is non-negotiable.
Okay, active status is critical. So, license details checked against the portal info. Now, back to that tax portal, trichunt.gdt.gov.vn. How do we use that effectively?
It's pretty straightforward. You take that enterprise ID number, the tax code.
The golden thread.
Yeah, that one. And you just plug it into the search function on the tax portal website.
And what pops up? What confirms their tax situation is okay?
You're looking for confirmation that the code is valid, first off. Then it should show their tax registration status, hopefully active. And ideally, you might even see dates for tax code renewals.
Renewals? Why are those important?
Seeing recent renewals just gives you a bit more confidence that they're actively keeping up with their obligations. It suggests ongoing compliance, not just a registration from years ago.
Right. Shows they're current. Now, the articles repeatedly emphasize using these Vietnamese government websites. Are they really the definitive source? Can we trust them implicitly?
Well, for this specific information, business registration, tax status, yes. The National Business Registration Portal and the General Department of Taxation Portal are the official government databases. They're maintained by the relevant authorities.
So the data should be up to date and accurate, direct from the source.
That's the idea. It makes them incredibly valuable for cutting through potential misinformation you might get elsewhere. Using these official channels is a key way to mitigate risk.
Avoids unreliable info, dodgy suppliers. Basically gives you a solid foundation.
Exactly. They offer a level of transparency that's really helpful when you're sourcing internationally.
Okay, this is mapping out really clearly to make sure everyone listening has a solid takeaway. Can we just quickly summarize those key verification steps again, like a checklist?
Absolutely. Let's boil it down. One, search the National Business Registration Portal. That's dangkikindonh.gov.vn.vn purpose. Verify basic registration. Check they legally exist.
Okay, step one, check existence.
Two, check their status on that portal. Is it active? Critical to know they're currently operating.
Step two, check they're active.
Three, use the General Department of Taxation portal, trichunt.gdt.gov.vn. Use the tax code here, purpose. Verify the tax code is valid and check their tax registration status.
Step three, verify tax status.
Four, get the actual documents from the supplier. Business license, tax certificate, cross-reference everything.
Step four, get docs and compare.
And five, do some broader background checks. Look for industry reputation, maybe check reviews carefully, of course, and consider those deeper checks like Azure Verify if needed.
Step five, wider background checks. Perfect. That's a really clear, actionable process.
Yeah, following those steps should give you a much stronger footing.
This deep dive has definitely shed light on that crucial first hurdle of vetting suppliers in Vietnam. It really builds that initial layer of trust or flags potential issues early on.
For sure. Knowing how to use these tools and what to look for makes a huge difference in sourcing confidently and securely.
So, building on all that,
yeah.
We've covered verifying the license, the tax status, the fundamentals. But thinking about the complexities of international trade, what other vital due diligence steps might be absolutely essential beyond just these initial checks? It feels like it's a step one, but probably not the whole story, right? What else should listeners be mulling over?
That's a great point to end on. It really opens the door to the wider picture, doesn't it? Because confirming legal and tax status is foundational, absolutely. But true supplier vetting goes much further. You start thinking about, you know, their actual production capabilities, quality control systems on the ground, their track record on delivery, ethical sourcing policies, even their financial stability beyond just the tax status. There's a lot more to consider for a truly robust partnership.